Up and running, and
Blog
we are
Talk
going to be
Radio.
Doing it for the next 3 hours or so. We are saying all is going to be done and dusted in just about 12 hours or so. So we're going to ask you to stick and stay with us as we continue our countdown to the new year, 2023. And of course, we're going to be going out with a bang. And of course, we ask you to tell your neighbors and to tell your friends that we are here and we are going to be here for another 3 hours or so. So stand by for that. Stand by for that. Folks, we are here. We are in. I hope you're hearing me loud and clear. Let us see if we can get something going here with some music before it gets up there. A whole new world.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart desire? On a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic void of you. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say.
New Year
resolutions at this time of the year, and that those will be coming down. So those will be coming down somewhere this evening, and between friends and the parties and, you know, whatever gatherings that they might have. But if you want to tell us about your New Year resolutions, we welcome your voice right here as well. Hoping that you can resolve your resolutions. For now, let me just wish you Happy New Year from Abba. Abba New Year. And we always, you know, look forward to the new year. We always look forward to the new year with a lot of hope. And expectation. And sometimes we get disappointed in the process, but we keep struggling on. Nevertheless, so I'm hoping that fans, friends, and supporters would be able to keep some joy in their lives by offering their pledges to their new resolutions, but it's always an expectation that we have that joy. Now, season is not over yet, and one of the popular notes of the season is joy to the world. And I'm going to bring you that in the Nevis Sugar Hill String Band version.
Watch your hands do. It's your own eyes that see. So won't you judge your actions to make sure the results are true? It's your own conscience. Watch your hands do. It's your own eyes that have seen. So won't you judge your actions to make sure the results are clean? It's your own conscience that is gonna remind you that it's your heart and nobody else's that is gonna judge. Be not selfish in your doing. Christ is holy, I'm a Gideon.
One love.
When the man comes, there will be no, no doom.
One love.
Have pity on those whose chances grow ten. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, yeah.
One love.
The experience of COVID, being locked in 6 feet apart, your mask is on, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't really enjoy a great time. So I think people are looking forward to these New Year's resolutions with a good thing. So those last couple of tunes was something I hope that our listeners could use when they're preparing their New Year resolution. I wonder, Lynette, come on in. Tell us if you make New Year resolutions. Is Lynette online with us at this time?
Yes, hello.
Tell us whether she makes... Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
You make New Year resolutions?
Well, not fully, but I mean, in everybody's life, you have things that you would like to accomplish in the new year.
I can answer that. Lynette is going around the bush.
Because you're not answering correctly.
You're not answering correctly. Simon.
Well, Simon.
No, Simon. Lynette is going to beat around the bush. Simon and Lynette had that conversation, and Lynette said, "I will give a New Year's resolution." And Simon said, "All right, I will see you in about April. I will see you in April." Before April, Lynette would have gone off the boil. So Lynette, don't let me call Simon for you now. Go ahead now with your New Year's resolution. You know you don't keep it.
Because of past experiences, you tend not to put a New Year's resolution in a concrete form.
Right.
But of course, in the back of your head, you have things that you would like to achieve. You know, but you never know what life will throw on you. I mean, 2020, we didn't know COVID was going to hit us in March, and we were going to be locked down and locked out and all kinds of stupidness. I mean, you know, but there are things that you would like to achieve, of course.
And I'm sure that
I have something that I would like to achieve. Of course, I have some things that I would like to achieve. I mean, I did achieve quite a lot in 2022 when my son got married. That was a big achievement. I like to know that children are married and settled. And then my daughter, she graduated with her doctorate degree. That is a big achievement for me. And in the year coming up, I would like to have some grandchildren. And said, it was one of my New Year's resolutions. How about that?
Okay. Your New Year expectations. I interpret resolutions as to mean that, you know, the promises that people make to themselves, what they are going to accomplish in the year to come to shape themselves into better persons of better character, and to accomplish certain objectives.
I don't do it that way. There are things that you would like to accomplish. But, you know, in the world, you have all these other external factors that could hinder. You can't go promising yourself and making it set in stone. You have to, think about it and have some things that you would like to achieve. And there's one other thing that I won't say it on the radio because
okay.
That's personal to me, so I won't say it on the radio.
Okay.
But I'm working towards it.
But the thing is that whether you keep your resolutions or not, people like to remind themselves that at some point or another, there's some objective that they would like to achieve. Whether they stay on the path, like some people would resolve to lose weight, or some people would resolve to start going back to church, or whatever that resolution might be.
And some people try to make twins with me.
And some people might resolve to, you know, get some travel plans done so that they can get away from the humdrum of their everyday life in the last year. They were stuck with the business. They were stuck with little plans and duties that they have to think, and they resolve to get away from that, you know. And wishing people a happy new year, I would like to, I'm thinking that the last couple of tunes I played, or I was hoping that people would contemplate these tunes, you know, the One Love, you know, the Pass It On, and so on. Would people contemplate these things as they make their New Year's, as they make their resolutions for the New Year? Is that a matter that you're going to write them in stone and accomplish them? Is a matter of reminding yourself that you've got something to do? And if you didn't get it done this year, hell, and you survived the year, then you make them again next year. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I would advise
a lot of people, if you want your year to be happy, as people say, you got to leave some of the baggage and the garbage in 2022. You can't carry it with you.
That could be a resolution.
2023, you're going to have its own baggage and garbage.
That could be a resolution. And then, like I said, people have a tendency to think, okay, all of the stuff that restricted me in the last year, all that stress that is put upon me, I want to put that behind me at the end of 2022. And, you know, here around here in St. Croix, for instance, they've got a problem with people firing off bullets. Now, even though you're firing off these bullets in the air, the police officers are telling people, you know, to stop doing that, because you put them in the air and they have to come back down someplace. And at some point, one of these bullets came back down in somebody's head or somebody's shoulder.
Yeah, ricocheting somebody's
head. And so on. So, but people get into this frenzy of shooting off guns. You know, but something in people's mind that tells them, let me let everything that was bothersome with me in the year 2022 or whatever previous year would have been, let me leave that behind me. And hopefully the new year would mean a chance for me of new opportunities and a fresh start.
A new beginning. That's what it's all about. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So even though you might not accomplish the objectives, and you might get back to the old lifestyle that you left or you promised to leave behind, you know, at least you reminded yourself that you want to get out of it. Okay? So it's all okay. It's all in goodwill that you make these resolutions, even if you give up at some point down the line. Okay? It's going to be all right.
Well, I guess you have to make a plan.
Every little thing gonna be all right.
We like the sound of that. You know, it's a comforting group of words. Don't worry about a thing, because everything's going to be all right. Sometimes it's the only thing that we got to say to someone who has found themselves in a circumstance of distress. We don't know if it's going to be all right, but they certainly do serve as a kind of words of comfort. And sometimes a person who is in deep distress, because they would want to know, how do you know that things are going to be all right? They don't feel all right to me now, but I don't think that they would be ever all right for me or anybody else from here on in. But, you know, we keep it going just with the confidence of knowing that, all right. And sometimes it's all we get to say. And if the person is within the sound of our voice, they may hear us. Okay? So dance. Whatever. Dance.
Okay.
Take a side and give me a chance. You gotta jump like if you're crazy in the place. Swing and shake your waist to embrace. No, it's a disgrace. Rag and wine in a corner. I start twisting my body here. When we bounce in the center, we bump one another and disappear. Long ago, well, cheek to cheek was the craze, but not so nowadays. Shake, make your boomsy roll, but don't hold. Do the dragon dance, die the dragon dance. Do the dragon dance, dance the dragon dance. Another crime. You show me yours, I go show you mine. Let me blow me smoke in your eye. Long enough, get a contact high. And then you start to shake and tremble in the place. Spread your legs apart. It's mass when the music starts. Hey! Swing your tail like a dragon. Blasting the dragon, so pranced like you never pranced up before. Long ago, well, cheek to cheek was the craze, but not so nowadays. Shake, make your boomsy roll, but don't hold. Do the dragon dance, dice the dragon dance. Do the dragon dance, dance the dragon dance.
indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm your angel. That's Celine Dion hooked up with our buddy. But folks, as you know, we are just winding down the old year. We're going to be bringing in the new year. But before I bring a very special person on here, I want to read something on here. Save the date. The Negus Cricket Association presents a gala event. Classy at 50 in honor of El Comido Juanito Willett on Thursday the 9th March 2023. The debut was made on 9th March 1993. It was West Indies versus Australia, Kensington Oval in Barbados. Does that ring a bell to you, Miss Willett? Happy holidays to you, Winnie. How are you doing? Good day, good day. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, good, good, good. I'm better now. I have you on here, the sister of the great one, the illustrious one, El Comido Willett. And I know you're going to be booking a ticket, too. You're not going to miss this event to the world.
Could you repeat the date?
It's going to be on the 9th of March. That's when he made his debut. Test cricket against Australia. The great man, El Comido Willett. Yes, your brother.
Yeah, well, so, we are all proud of him. I think that sometimes my sister and I doesn't get any, you know, like recognition for him, but we are still proud of him.
Yes, I'm gonna forward that to you as well, so you can save it, save the date, because a lot of people, it just came out, so as I get it, I'm just sending out, came out there. Last evening, I got it firsthand up front, so I'm sending it out. And that date, 50 years ago, this man, a teenager, as a matter of fact, Willett would have been in the history books because Marcus Cobos would have been the teenager before him, who would have made the team as a teenager. After that, we had all grown adults. This guy was a youngster, didn't even shave. He was sending the winter company. And the shaving company bankrupt, didn't even send in the shaving powder because the guy just had a baby face. And he cleared the way for all of us in the Leeward Islands to show that this small little 32 square mile, maybe say not 36 square mile, maybe just 32 square miles. No. I see the sea beneath me down at Talbot's Beach there. The water take up some land down there, and it's been around. So it still can't be 36. So the last thing to measure it, so, and to come out of a little dot, and he can represent the Leeward Islands.
I know. We are all at Division proud of him.
Very, very proud. We've got to be proud.
I'm
going to put some politics in it. I only hope that our small-minded powers that be down there, the politicians I'm going to put now, will just this petty politics aside and
exactly.
See people for the achievements, the accomplishments, and done with this foolishness. I mean,
I
man have a preferred party. It matters not. Just look
it
at the
matter.
Accomplishment and achievement. Exactly.
And it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. They should really go out and celebrate him because he has won a lot of, you know, matches, champions for Nevis in the Leeward Islands. In a competition, so
of course,
really
became captain of the Nevis team, of the Leewards team.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy, all his life, he knows cricket, and went on to be a successful coach for the boys.
And
well,
selector.
It's not really boys' town primary school because they became an all school for girls and boys, isn't it?
Yes. In Glasgow,
yeah. So he went from boys, so he would have coached them successfully.
Netball, football, and cricket.
Of course, they have to have a bust with him.
Yes.
I mean, we know we have a bust there with the former premier there, Mr. Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're killing themselves to put up Alexander Hamilton. We know that we heard he was born there. What has he done?
Nothing.
But we're putting up his name just to stamp America on it somewhere along the line.
Yes.
But Willett, our local hero. We don't have pigeonholing him. Name a park after him and have the park look like some barbecue.
And the park looks like a dump. Not qualified for cricket right now. Not qualified for cricket.
I want you to talk to peace. I mean, we're ending out the old year, really. And at the same time, I'm going to say kudos to the great man, El Comedo Willett. He would have brought joy to us. I'm going to tell you this. You remember it. You were a young teenager then, too. When we were still in mourning in 1970, trust me, Willett was the one who took some of the pressure off of us when we were mourning the Christina losses. We just couldn't get ourselves.
My mother had died just months before. So she knew he played for Nevis, but not for West Indies. And that's a sad part of everything, because she never gets to see him play for the West Indies. And that is one that get me so sad, because I remember she taking me to the park as a little girl. And she said, Nevis will win the first shield when my son get old enough to play.
Okay, and that came to pass?
And it came to pass, because the same year in 69, when they were playing in Antigua and they was actually winning the shield, they had a riot over there and my mother was in the hospital sick and was crying. So they had to take him to the hospital when they brought him back to Nevis, that she could see he was okay. So she, of course, she'll be very, very proud of him, because she was also a cricket lover.
But of course, and it grew in the family. Sports grew in the family.
Yes, yes. My nephew, Stuart Williams, my sister's son, he also played for the West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
And then his two sons played, and his daughter played.
Yes.
Also played cricket. So
yes, indeed.
It's really, it's something in the family.
Yeah,
also,
well, we have...
Stuart's son also played cricket, Saeed Williams.
Yes,
I think he still plays cricket.
It's in the blood, and after all, I think they ought to do something. But I guess I send you the date, save the date, 9th March.
Yeah.
And
March.
You can spread the word as well.
Yeah, I would.
58, but Virgil, I want to say something.
It's time the government of Nevis do something. And, you know, they did not do nothing for him over the past years. And it's going to be almost 50 years.
It's going to be 50 years next year.
It's the same.
This is the cricket association that is doing this, the local cricket thing, nothing to do with the government. But let's hope that they get on board and really, really honor this guy. I mean, all of our national heroes whom are politicians, will it deserve to be moralized just like the others? Them. I kid you not. I said the same thing with Elimat, the same thing. We need to get out of that realm where you pay politicians to do his job. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And all of a sudden, we can only say they're national heroes. What about our local heroes?
They need to stop the division. And that's what they've been doing. They've been dividing the citizens. Some here, some there, and it's horrible. And
yes,
they have no judgment in doing that nonsense.
I totally agree with you. But Virgil, I want to say congratulations to you, because he's a sports fanatic itself. Right after Vivi Richards, he has El Comedo Willett as one of his heroes, because he opened the way for Andy Roberts, then Vivi Richards.
Yes.
Virgil Francis, we have the sister of El Comedo Willett on here on this, the last day of 2022. So you're being recorded, Virgil. And I'm taking notes as well.
So, well, I hope that we...
It's Virgil. Virgil just... Wait. He just dropped the... let me call him back. He's called and dropped. But Lynette is on here also. She's in St. Kitts, so she can relate to some of the things you're saying there, because she say, I'm keeping far from politics in St. Kitts and Nevis because of the unfairness. I can say that for her. Lynette, we have Winnie, the sister of Mr. El Comedo Willett. Say hi and hello.
Hello.
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm excellent, I know Willett's son, because they played cricket with my son as well. So on the 19 and stuff like that. So I know them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, yeah. Good.
Well, I wish him all the best, and I mean, congratulations to him. 50 years, a long time.
Yep, that's a long time. I was a little girl then.
Me too.
But I remember, I mean, there's some things that I remember because I was in the same house with him. So I remember a lot of things, you know, right after back. So, and we, you know, it was like a surprise when they selected him because nobody at the time was getting selected from the Leeward Islands. So it was like, it was a rude awakening. We were like, really? This is really happening? Are we dreaming? When they selected him, because it was, you know, they wasn't looking at the small islands at the time. Everybody was from Barbados and different places. So it was really a joyous moment for the family and for the whole of Nevis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, something like that to resonate and stay in your memory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Virgil too want to say something to you. We have him back here now. Virgil says after Vivi Richards, it's going to be El Camino, will it? Because he paved the way for the likes of Andy Roberts first and then the Vivi Richards in the Leeward Islands. Virgil,
that's
we have the sister of El Camino, will it, on here. And, you know, the gala fair is happening next year. Are you with us, Virgil? Virgil. Oh, no, man, it's called, got dropped, but I brought him back. Okay, we get back to Virgil a little later because he was driving. Okay. So, anyway.
Yeah, you heard about the gold jacket in Tortola, Ivor?
The gold jacket?
They had presented him with a gold jacket in
Yes. He started it. Yes, yes. I saw that ceremony. Yes, in
media.
Yeah,
that was on social media.
Yeah. It's there. Yeah, yes, I would have seen that also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had that a couple of days ago. Yeah. It was a nice ceremony. It was a really beautiful, and seeing Andy.
Yes.
I haven't seen Andy in a long time, but I watched the whole presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was beautiful. And that's a good gesture. That's what I'm saying. A king has no honor in his own country. Cases in the British Virgin Islands. It's the same thing, you know, when Willie was coming up. I remember when he was donated a car from the Virgin Islands, when those guys gave him a car. Yes.
I remember
Evan Walters
who read it. And the NIA need to really, I want to see if they're going to step in and do anything because they have not done anything in the past. I mean, Mr. Parry from NRP is the one that had renamed the park after him.
Yes.
And I want to see if this new prime minister is going to do anything because they can be very vindictive. And if they don't support them, they feel they don't have to do anything for you.
Well, that's the premier in Nevis who is doing that. So maybe we can go past him and go to the prime minister in St. Kitts because I'm going to call on the prime minister in St. Kitts. They're having test matches in St. Kitts. They ought to name something in St. Kitts because we are one country off of El Camino.
Whether
it's a pavilion, whether it's one of the ends, you know, it could be. It could be Willett, Edgar Gilbert N, because Gilbert used to play, and he was good enough to make the tickets, and the West Indies team too.
Exactly.
But we can have that. So his name can always ring out. When they're playing the ODIs and 2020 and stuff, that you know, you hear his name. Either somebody's coming from the Willett end, or they're in the pavilion. Something that his name can ring out internationally, because since Nevis are not having nothing international over there, when they have matches in St. Kitts, his name should be there, etched in our memory.
Right.
The people here, Willett. He opened the doors, man. We got to remember that. It might be one small step, but it was a giant leap.
A big step. A giant step. To open the door for the other Leeward Island players. And this to acknowledge that as well, that he opened the door for them. So,
yes.
I mean, when you know, acting like they should also acknowledge him.
Okay, right. Hold on. We have a 786-525. Let's get this one and say happy holidays, season greetings. We're going out with a bang for 2022. 786-525. Come on in. Do you know your number? 786-525. Don't want to call the last four. Ends with a two. Hello, hello. Okay, you have your hand up, but you're just listening in. All right, you're listening to the voice of Winnie Willett. That's the sister of El Comido Willett, who would be having a gala affair for his 50th anniversary of making the West Indies team, 9th March 1973. That's when it all happened. And as I said before, Christine would have sent on August 1st, 1970, and we were still in mourning, couldn't get over the hurt of losing so many loved ones. And
I know. My aunt died of a boat. My aunt also died, my mom's sister.
Yeah, we had a little bit of everybody, somebody that would have,
yeah,
have gone. We were touched. In every soul in Evie, so were conscious of what was happening, was touched in some way, shape, or fashion. But like I said, Kulturama came on board, and we kind of got over the hurdle there. But Willett, when he really made it there, is if, you know,
bring back some joy, bring some joy to the island.
Yep. Yes, it certainly did. It certainly did. I mean,
and, you know,
no
I'm calling on the government in Nevis to fix the park. That is the one that I'm really upset about. The park. We need a national stadium. We need an international stadium. We don't need that long time stuff when my mother was a baby. We need an international cricket ground that we can also bring a few 2020 matches. Maybe one day bring a test match. We have 7 test players. And, you know, the kind of park that we have is ridiculous.
Well, we have
you
to
know.
Say thanks to the late Vance Amory, because when the bid went in to hold World Cup in 2007 down there, the offer was made to Nevis to have cricket pitches and upgrade the park and all that stuff there, when the Chinese would have loaned some money down, given some money to upgrade the park, and Vance Amory, as a cricketer himself, turned it down. So you find that Conwy has a park, Heyon has park, Sandy Point has park, because they use that money to upgrade those places in St. Kitts. While Mr. Amory would have said, nah, we don't need nothing for Nevis. And they adore that man, so I don't understand.
The park is still the same. The
Hello?
Park is still the same. If my mother come back alive.
We've been here waiting for you
the
for the longest minute.
The same.
One minute.
You're with us, or are you just talking over there? Which one? Which one are you doing? Okay. Virgil, you back with us? Virgil?
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm going into a store now. It'll be a lot of noise, so I'll put it back on mute.
Oh, okay. No problem. Okay. And Winnie kind of have something to say to you, too. So he was a little busy in the back there, so. Cardinal, in the position?
Yeah.
Cardinal? Okay. Let's see. Leon would have remembered the great El Comido Willett as well. He's online with us also. Leon? Okay. They're on with us, but they may have muted their devices there for now. But you can go ahead and send some greetings out to some folks there. Winnie, it's the sixth day of Kwanzaa, if you're into Kwanzaa as well.
Yeah, I would like to send New Year's Eve greetings to my family over there in Nevis, the Willett and the Williams and the Farrell family over there in Nevis, especially my sister, Arlene Williams. I hope they're having a good time, and you know, see them soon, probably next year, for the celebration in March.
Okay,
and
very well.
Also to you, Ivo. Happy New Year to you as well and your family. And to all who is listening to my voice, Happy New Year. All the best for 2023.
Very well. Thank you. And like I said, save the date. I send it to you. So make sure you send it out to a few folks. I'm sure they too would want to attend. And I think it's going to be online as well. I'm going to do my best to get Carlisle, the president of the Navy's Association, for those who, would not be.
And I hope that they will fix the park. By that time, they will start doing something to remedy that problem at the park. They should start working on it now.
Yeah, no. Okay,
I'm hoping that the change, everything will be done by that. But hopefully, that we'll have a good time in that same park. Start working now.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right.
Yeah.
Let me just hit the tune here, play a tune, and then come back to a little more talk here, because we're sending greetings across the way there, too. We had Priscilla's sister on there last week, too. Oh, Lord, her name's slipping me there. Marvel. I'm going to have to call her, let her know we're on today as well, so she can send out the greetings. I have to remind her. But let me just hit the song here a little bit and come back so we can break it up a little bit.
Okay.
Love Somebody, Michael Bolton.
Thank you.
That's a deep, deep song, trust me. And as we were speaking about El Comido Willet here, yes, we do love the young man because he would have brought us great joy over the years. Young Willet, that little baby-faced guy who would have made us proud. So to love somebody, he will be recognized, honored, will have all the honor bestowed upon him on the 9th of March, 2023. Save the date, folks. Well, we're sending greetings across the way as we're closing out 2022. Next year is a brand new year, and folks, we're hoping that it's going to be much better than 2020, which was a year to be forgotten. That's the COVID year. Try to recover somewhat in 2021. And 2022, I would say we are pretty much about 80% out of the COVID way in terms of coming back to some normalcy. Travel without masks, you can go into restaurants, you can walk around. Not too many restrictions. But folks, remember, the virus is still out there, so we still have to be careful. Let us not let down our guards. We want to stay healthy, especially for the year 2023 and beyond. So with that, let's lyophilize and sanitize. Cleanliness is next to godliness. We all grew up with that. So we don't have to wait and say COVID is over, so we become nasty and just don't care about our sanity. And with that, we're still in the season. So let's do this before we get a little more chatter.
For the night before Christmas, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. Ooh. For all of my friends, would you listen to me? Hear what I say.
Here we have found the illustrious one. Not that he was lost by any means, because he's up front and center, and like I said, I'm giving you good information. At least I'm not the bearer of bad news. There's this big gala on the March 9th, 2023, and you know it's for the great man El Comido Tonito Willett, and the man and the engine behind it is the president of the Nevis Association. And now that you would have finished beating up on the park, Miss Willett, we have Mr. Carlisle Powell to tell us all of the good happenings and how well the park is going to look by the time March 9th comes around. Happy holidays to you, Mr. Powell.
Happy holidays,
Carlisle. Very much.
So
you were asking me to talk about the park, and I wish that I had good news, but it was 9 years ago that the present premier of Nevis announced that he had $13 million for the development of the A.G. Willett Park. We are hoping that we'll be able to see a fraction of that money spent on the park. All of the other islands just got faster. In case they hosted the under-19 Youth World Cup, and Nevis couldn't
game. I know.
Nevis didn't qualify. So it looks to me as the government in Nevis has not been paying any attention to the Youth Willis Park. And 50 years after the great man made his devil, it is time that we do this shot, because it's facility, and it will take a significant amount, not just to do, when they say doing the park, you have to do everything. You have to rip up the outfield and lay down a proper outfield. You have to increase the number of pitches on the square. You have to upgrade the net facilities, and you have to build the new facilities for comfort. The old pavilion that was built, that's 42 years ago. The last bit of the 1980. And so you have to rip out all of those facilities and make the A.G. Willett Park fitting of the great man.
Totally agree. But
totally agree.
When he was suggesting, can we just overlook the premier and get the prime minister, who is still the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, to lend a helping hand, because something should be done. 50 years is quite a long time. And we spoke about a bust for the great man, the Premier, Premier Daniel. But then all this hubaloo about Alexander Hamilton. I'm not saying he shouldn't be, but what about our local hero, El Comido Willett, who would have paved the way for the likes of the great Sir Vivian Richards and Robert Richie Richardson, Curtly Ambrose and the likes. And then we came down to his nephew, Stuart Williams, the Tyrone Powell. It's just 2 days ago, I was looking at the list of people who would have made century in each of an inning in a test match. And Tyrone Powell's name is there big and broad. Not too many greats would have done that. And I'm like, oh, come on, the park? At least that, man. That, at least. So is there
in all the West Indies players' honor, they should have fixed that park and tried to even get one test in Nevis. But we're dealing with leaders that don't give a damn about the island, nor the people in the island. So that's the problem right there.
If I can say it, and I don't want the president of the association to get in any trouble, I think it all started with the late Vance Amory when he turned down the upgrading of the park in 2007 when St. Kitts was getting not just a facelift but a makeover.
Yeah.
I understand that was turned down, a former cricketer.
And it's not 2007, because remember the planning for the World Cup started well before.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
I was a director on the West Indies Cricket Board when St. Kitts boldly put up their hand and said that they were interested. And Nevis had an offer to upgrade the park so that we'd be able to play practice matches.
Yes.
And that upgrade would have catapulted Nevis way forward so that we'd been able to host four day matches. And the offer was turned down, so you're talking about 2004, 2005. So by 2006, all the work was done. Warner Park was completed and ready for matches.
Yes.
And Nevis was still as shabby as it was and is. I mean, I listen, because I managed the Nevis State for a number of years, I've been lucky enough to go around and see all of the venues in the Caribbean, save and except for the Brian Lara Park in Trinidad. And Nevis, when I have to tell people who come to Nevis that it's the main venue, I am more than embarrassed. And if I feel that embarrassment, you would very well understand that a national cricketer, when they have to hold their friends in need, they would feel similar embarrassment.
Yes.
I mean, it's 2022, we are on the eve of 2023. Some signal must be sent that cricket has done more for Nevis as a sport than other sports.
Precisely. Precisely. You couldn't tell it better. I couldn't say it myself. I'm saying something ought to be done. I mean, yes, you have athletic sports. You have your little netball that used to be over the years.
I know.
Your
football, cricket.
What?
Like sports
what brought
done
us
in
to
English.
Light? Right. What brought us to light was cricket. A small little island per capita has produced the most international cricketers. There's no denying of that. And I'm saying, why aren't we looking towards that? What is the... I'm going to put you on the spot now, Carlisle. It's a free to seat in Nevis with a question mark. I can say that. I don't want anybody to get in trouble. What is in the pipeline? Because my prediction is that this Nevis government is not going to last 5 years. I don't want to take 2 years like the former administration in the federal government, but I don't see it. So I hope that there's some plans afoot by the opposition. Put this on the agenda. That sports, in terms of cricket, must be one of the hallmarks. Let it be our claim to fame, then, if you want to say that. And will it face must be on that? It must be on that. Then when you come in,
I can give you the greatest assurance that an NRC government in office would have than what is being done now for cricket. And the thing that we have to do is to make sure that the home of cricket, the ground that you have saved, not just by its name, but by action with El Comedo Willis and Sargent and Howell and those kind of people,
mm-hmm.
that is not an embarrassment. And to El Comedo, but it's an embarrassment to have his name on the park right now.
Uh-oh.
And I want to give you the greatest assurance that an NRC government would have done its very best to ensure that not only is there a fitting game filling on it, but when you approach the field that you see a likeness of the great match. And everybody passing or entering would know this is the village. This is El Comedo Willis. And listen, I keep telling people, you know, cricket literally saved a lot of divisions after the cricket in the bank in 1970.
Yes.
It was cricket that gave us a purpose to live.
Yes.
That told us, listen, it is okay for you to go to the park and enjoy a game of cricket and take your mind.
Exactly.
Up to the members who were lost. It, and Sergeant and those guys, they
and that's what I'm saying, Caroline. If you open up the park and make it worthy, you're not only going to have El Comedo name at the park, that's going to be the center, but then you'll have these pavilions with the names like the Livingston Sargent, the Edison,
yeah.
the Vest, Amory. Their names will be around in that park, in a stand, whatever you want to name or whatever, and then You'll have a library with these things in there that people would understand. 1970 was revived by cricket and El Comedo Willis.
Yep.
So that can be the face for tourism.
Cricket Association, we're doing something. We made this bold announcement in September of 2022 that on the 9th of March, we will have this great, since the announcement, the Leeward Sport brought forward their plan, and you know they had this gold jacket ceremony in Tortola.
Yes.
Where Willis was the first recipient of the gold jacket, and then Sir Andy. The Leeward Cricket Association, we sent out a safety date recently because we'll be letting people know what's happening. The tickets have been ordered. We expect them to be needed by the middle of January so that we can start sending it. But on the 9th of March, which is the exact day when El Comedo Willis made his debut for the West Indies against Australia.
Which is a Thursday, yes.
We are going to have, not tell me that night, sorry, no apologies, but not tell me that night. We are going to have a magnificent in honor of Mr. El Comedo
Willis. You know, that's an out, you know, but I would forgive you for that because it's for a good reason. It's an out for me, no tell me.
and the first thing that we did, speak to Willis, tell him what we were doing, and get his coffee shop. Because you can't have a dinner in honor of somebody without telling them. So we made sure
mm-hmm.
that we communicated with Willis what our plans were. And we got the blessing to then proceed. Whatever you're doing, go ahead and proceed.
And I made sure to tell his baby sister about it just now.
In terms of the entertainment, what the lineup will be for the night. But we already know that it's going to be at the Malcolm Dishart Park. And we already know that we are looking to sell 150.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and we plan for it to be a sold out event. We already said to Sir Andy that we wish his presence. And we will we have communicated with the Leeward Board that we also wish the presence of Sir Vivian. So those pubs, we know we want audience on the night. Then I just happened to run into a gentleman who you would know very well. They call him Salo. Mr. Alfred Howell?
Yes, of course.
Alfred Howell was in the first team that Willis played in Antigua in 1969.
Yes.
So I said to him, have this great event. We were about to send you an email and send you in person. I'm telling you, you have to come back to me for that great event. And we wish, we want to celebrate from up in Brody South Zone to Red Zone. It's only 4 years after he started playing cricket for Natives.
Yes.
You know, so we want to celebrate Willis on that night. I don't believe in going to funerals and giving great tributes and putting flowers. Willis is alive. He's in good health. And we want to put him right on the pinnacle on that night so that people could understand that cricket, the Natives Cricket Association, understand the role that plays, loves the man for what he does, and for all he knows for many other people. So that is our night of celebration, and details will continue to roll out during the next week.
And as soon as I get him, I'm going to pass him on, because I just told Miss Willett there, Winnie, and brought her in and said, okay, it's new to you, but I don't think they're trying to hide any information, but you know me. Once I get it, I'm going to send it out to all sundry. So here's baby sister who think that, well, she's very proud. She remember the proud days. And she brought about her mother regretting not to see Willett play test cricket because she died. And when Willett made the team, she was in the hospital, and Willett had to be taken to the hospital to see her, to even make her get well. So she has some history. Yes, so I learned these things this morning when I'm speaking here to Winnie. So you're hearing it here too, maybe for the first time. Yes. So Winnie, speak your piece.
Yeah. My mom died in '69, right after that match in Antigua. She died December 19, 1969, and during the riot, she was hospitalized and they had to take him to the hospital. When he got back to Nevis, after the riot, they had to come home that night. They had a charter flight, and my brother and my sister took him to the hospital. So my mom, that she could relax, because she was crying. And she was, you know, she was a big cricket lover. She loved cricket. I remember taking me to watch games when I was a little girl, 7 and 8. She'd take me to the park. And she always make a prediction that Nevis will never win a Shell Shield until my son come to play. And that same year in '69, when he made the Ireland team for the first time, they had that riot. They was winning, and they had a big riot in Antigua. So she knew he played, but never knew he played for West Indies. And that always make me tear up when I think about it, that she never get to live to see him play. So I hope her spirit saw it.
Well, they will make him proud on that night. And so, Carlin, here it is. Again, you have to give it to Willett, a young man. His mother would have passed. And he was a teenager and had the will to go on to higher
heights. That's right. After his mom died.
That is grit. That is destiny. All these things have to be documented. Thank you, Winnie.
Definitely.
Yeah. And his mom name was
Hold on, Winnie. Hold on, Winnie. Hold on, Winnie. You get that? Thank you. Accept it.
Okay.
Yes.
You're welcome, and let them know that he has another sister. Arlene Williams is also his sister, and he has an older brother, Hugh Williams, and I'm the last one. Yeah, Hugh Williams is his oldest. He's the oldest, his brother. And then there's my sister, who is second, then him, then me. I'm the last one. But we have the same parents. Both him and I have the same parents, and then my sister's son also played Stuart, which is Stuart Williams, you all know. And Stuart's son, two sons are playing now. My brother's sons, they played also, and his daughter. And, I mean, his mom name is Lillian Farrell, also known as Elsie Williams. So a lot of people don't know that. I think they have his, I read an article where they had his mother as Hendrickson. I don't know how's that name. I know as Lillian Farrell, also known as Elsie Williams. So that I would like to, if they're doing an article, they could put those in the article.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, because I think they leave us out a lot, and we are very, we were a special part of his life because we grew up with him. So, I mean, anything that is put out there, my sister and I, especially my sister and I, should be in that article. My brother lived, like, early 1970, so he wasn't around much. But they've been getting along really good now, so...
All right. Well, Winnie, I know you're going to make some plans to be there. I'm going to do my best myself. And, you know, if I can, I want to make my contribution, Carla. So you and I are going to be in touch somewhere where, I don't care what it is, trophy, something. I have to do something.
I appreciate you very much because you've been there for him all when he got sick. And, you know, you really did you were a great part of his life and a big part of his life. And I would always say thank you to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, my pleasure. I mean, nothing less is expected. Carlisle would beat me up if I don't come to the front.
And you're not afraid of this party. I know you always advocate for him. And I listen to you. I listen to you and tell me on Thursdays.
I know we tell us we're not going to have anything. They put it on the same Thursdays.
Hold on.
Anyway. You heard me say,
oh. So you got to tell me on Friday then.
No, we wanted it to be exactly 50 years after Willis made his debut.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we just need a change right now with the government. We do need a change. And I know that we're not talking about politics, but I'm taking this opportunity to say that we need some changes, and we think that might make a big difference because sports was almost dead in Nevis. I think Carlisle now is reviving it. But the netball, I didn't hear nothing of. I used to play a lot of netball. Like football, there was like almost non-existent. And it's sad because these are things that I did. I go out and watch cricket, football, netball. And, I mean, what is there to do?
You're absolutely right.
Our legacy was sports. That's what entertained us in those days. And, you know, like, these were dying slowly. And there's so much talent in Nevis. And, I mean, so much people who are talented playing cricket, but you know they're not being exposed because there's the facilities, the government not trying to build up these things. They need to upgrade all these parks and everything.
We have a premier who didn't even pitch marbles in his days, so come on now, Vinnie. Didn't even roll a bicycle wheel. The thing. So
it's a
what
shame.
Do we expect?
It's a shame, though.
Well, but anyway,
and I'm hoping that something can be done so we can really revive cricket. And, you know, for El Camino, you got to give him his flowers while he's still living. Don't wait until he's dead to honor him because he don't know. If he's dead, you don't know they honor you. So, you know, it's good that they do this while he's still alive.
Well, all hails to the Cricket Association under the presidency of Mr. Carlisle Powell. Couldn't find a more fitting person to
exactly.
Really. Yeah, I don't think
exactly.
It would have happened.
And, you know, Carl, I appreciate all you did for him and all you're doing for sports in Nevis, especially cricket. I do appreciate your contribution.
Thank you very much. Iva, I want to thank you very much for this. I hope you send me the clip so that we can play some of it on the next Tell Me. So that we can catch for the link that we had today.
Oh.
Okay, sure. I will do that.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to have to run, Iva and Winnie. I want to wish you all the best for the new year. And let us keep faith in Nevis. As long
okay,
as we
okay. Okay,
okay,
wish you all the best, though, to you and your family.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, and here it is, the great Carlisle Powell, president of the Nevis Cricket Association, lending his voice on the topic of El Camino with it being honored. and being recognized for his service over the past 50 years when he would have represented the West Indies as a 19-year-old teenager, 9th March 1973. And found it quite fitting to have...
Remember, Clinton, I was in high school.
Yes.
That date I can never forget.
1973, yeah.
I still relive it in my mind. My memory still, I still relive it, those days.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
well,
those days were
we have, I know Cardinal might not be in a position where he can speak, but let's see if he's there. And Leon was there, so I was trying to get him on to say a thing or two so that it could be recorded as well. But nonetheless, we'll have this conversation again on the cricket show with Carlisle in the new year.
Oh, I forgot to mention my dad. My dad, oh, Lord, how can I forget? My dad, well, my dad was there through all his cricketing, you know, his cricketing life. They were very close. His only son, and I'm the only daughter. So, you know, my dad was, of course, I remember my brother got Garfield Sobers ball and court for 13. I could remember it was a Sunday, and my father was drinking with his friends, and all he came saying that there was, my son ball and court Gary Sobers for 13 runs. Yeah, he had any liquor, so he was like, he was boasting that day. You know, my son, my father was a big influence in his life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so he be.
Let's party. Not hitting any there for now. Let's party. The black man, the stars have gone past us, but I think this need a little party here for.
Tonight the black man feeling the party. do and let me do a little oi.
Holidays to you. Want to say, let's go ahead and wish you all the very best for 2023. Let's hope it's going to be much, much better than 2022 and all of the years combined together. So with that, let your voice be heard on the airwaves. Welcome to Caribbean Global Voices. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to everybody. I want to personally say Happy New Year to all the guys on the station. Trust the one that we used to have before, the Block Talk, Leon, Audley, all those guys. Happy New Year to you guys. To you, Ivor, Cardinal, not forgetting cardinal.
Cardinal, but cardinal, you can't forget, but cardinal.
My good friend, my homeboy. And to all fans and friends, and everybody who know Irma / Thompson, greetings coming from St. Martin, from myself and my family. It's always a pleasure listening to the radio. I was up on a boat, you know, making errands with other people, so that's why I was with the program. But I'm here. I was here from a long time, and I'm still here. I'm pulling on with you guys.
Well, I know you're not just here for a good time. You're here for a long time. I have no problem. I have no worries.
I'm here for the long haul.
There you go. There you go. There you go. We're going right down long haul, babe. Don't worry. We're going to catch a fish down there.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yes.
Thank
well,
you, thank you.
I know Cardinal is about, he's doing some backroom stuff there. I'm not sure he's in a position to say hi and hello. He's on the motor highway. He's on the highway right now. But I hope before the show is over, we still have another hour. He'll be able to come in and say his hi and hello. Folks out there, they would want to hear his voice. But Amal, again, we want to say all the very best to you. We appreciate you because it doesn't make no sense. We just stay here, just one, two of us here, to speak amongst ourselves. We can do that on the cell phone. So it's people like you that keep us going and
thank you.
Yeah, bring us, you know, joy. But I don't know. Over in Nevis, you have to go and save the date because El Camino Willett is going to be honored for his 50 years of making the West Indies team on the 9th of March. Save the date. I'm going to send it out to just about everybody in who's in my contact. So it's going to be a Thursday night, but it's going to be a big affair. The first 150 persons would get in. I know they're going to have an overflow. Trust me. Because 50 years making the West Indies team, that is big. And you're going to hear much more about that on the cricket show on Sundays. So we're going to have that big on here. We might even have him to say a thing or two. We'll have the president, Carlisle Powell. We just had him on, as a matter of fact. But for the cricket show, we're going to make sure that, you know, they do justice to El Camino Willett and his heroics and opening the door and the floodgates for the Leeward Islanders who would have made the West Indies team. Yeah, we're part of the young man. As a matter of fact, we have his sister on here, this baby sister, Winnie Willett. Winnie, say hi and hello to Irma.
Hello, Irma.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, all the best for the future.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
I hope to meet you soon.
You might very well be
hopefully,
there. She's always traveling.
I do have a picture of you, on my phone. I do have a picture. Remember Facebook? You can get anything you want.
Oh.
I value a member when he was sick.
Yes.
I have a picture of him also with his sister.
Oh, okay. I know you get it wrong.
Or his wife.
Yeah.
I remember I'm a cricket fan. I'm a cricket fan.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So I do have some pictures of that young lady.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Oh.
I refer to her as Winnie Mandela, will it?
Winnie Mandela.
Yes.
That's Ivor's name for me, Winnie Mandela.
Yep. I always do
and
that.
Also,
she has all those shoes in her closet like Winnie Mandela.
and then some. Close to.
Quite a few. I took them out.
How you know that she's a shoe lady? Oh, man. I think you can see two walls. Yep. Yep.
Again, very much for including me in the program.
Oh, but of course, like you said.
I feel very honored to be part of the Caribbean Global
Voices. And you were the first to say, oh, you love the name, and wherever it originated from. Oh, I love that Caribbean Global Voice. Of course I remember that. You said exactly like that. Yeah, and Lynette had a lot to say about it, too. I don't know what you think. You know that Lynette girl? Be careful with her, you know. Cardinal them don't listen. Lynette. Oh, no? Let's see. Where is Lynette? Lynette, come on in and say hello to Irma. Come on. Yeah. You have to be virtual.
Hello,
hi. It's not good.
Hello.
Hello, Lynette.
Hi, Irma. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How are you
doing? Thank you very much. I'm doing good.
Well,
doing
Happy New Year to you. Right, Happy New Year to you and yours. And, you know, I hope all your dream of will come true for the new year.
Thank you very much. Same goes out to you. And good health.
Yes, today they have the Children's Carnival Parade. Actually on YouTube, if anybody wants to watch it.
That's happening now?
It's on now on YouTube. Yes, it's happening now. I can see them there coming down by Greenland Park right now.
Oh, then that's good.
Oh, that's
good.
If you have YouTube,
if you have YouTube
on your TV, you can put it on your TV.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now.
Yeah, well, you know,
anyway,
they're coming down. Right now.
All the best.
All right.
Okay,
thank
have a good
you.
One. All the best for the new year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye. Yeah. Where did you send Marjorie's, Lynette? She gone into hiding.
Oh.
Yeah, she was supposed to bring Bobsy along with her. But because Cardinal... it's not audible at this time. She decides she's going to take a sabbatical. I told you, I'll keep an eye on that girl. You know. She's not there, so she
so
said,
they have
well,
to keep an eye on Murchie and one on me, too.
No, she... I know her. She say, okay, Cardinal going to come back, so I'm going to go, too.
So they keep one eye on Murchie and one eye on Lynette, and I wonder how many on Iva.
Oh, I have eyes that I can see to walls, man. Let's hear the rude girl whining.
Okay, great.
And then pick up.
I'm going on rude when I whine.
Yeah,
come on. Coming up rude when I whine.
Uh-huh.
Pushing back rude when I whine.
Push back.
This whine a woman whine until Ash Wednesday morning. Come on.
rude when I whine, rude when I whine. I'm telling you, well, who's rude, who's rude, who's rude? DJ Sean, how are you doing? Hold a minute, there we got you. DJ Sean, we want to wish you a merry, merry, merry Christmas, even though it's just days would have gone. But it's all years here now, and we are saying Happy New Year when it comes. How are you doing?
Happy New Year to you as well, man. I'm doing well. I'm actually surprised that I got a call from you today.
You see, I saved the best for last. How about that? We got you here live and live.
And I was actually ascertaining to know who is actually I'm talking to, but I recognize the voice.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there it is. We're just winding down here another 50 minutes or so on the show. So I decided, let's give DJ Sean a ting-a-ling to say hi on radio. So
yes,
how was
yes.
Your...
I really appreciate you calling me, and I want to say pleasant good afternoon to your listeners who is locked in on the radio right now. It was only yesterday, actually, I text you and tell me about the link about the radio. And I had an opportunity to listen to you yesterday on the radio. And I must say you have done an amazing job, and I want to say congratulations to your listeners. And you continue doing the great works for 2023, and I wish you guys all the best and hope, again, we could share the same stage that we did on the U.S. Open when we did the cricket commentary back in Lauderdale a couple of months back.
It was indeed a pleasure meeting you again, I should say, because we met at the sports park.
Yes, of course, and it was an amazing opportunity as well.
But then we had you having your debut in the Combox recently there at the U.S. Open, 14th edition, which was a good thing, and you did a remarkable job. And I want to say, keep up the good work, Sam, and keep that golden voice, you know what I mean?
Thank you so much, and, you know, we're going to share the stage for 2022 as well, you know, whether it's international cricket, first-class cricket, U.S. Open, so much great things ahead going to happen.
Yes, and like you say, in March, they're going to have a tournament here in Atlanta as well, and I already summoned you. I'm going to give you that information that I'm sure you won't mind just riding up next door to Atlanta. It's a
of
weekend.
Course,
of
course. I'm definitely excited for that. So I'm looking forward for that as well.
Yeah, I did come in 3 days last day for them. I'm sure they're going to have that again. They already contacted me, so I'm going to rope you in. Come on over.
Of course, man. Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on live on the radio. And as I said earlier, I wish you and your family and all the listeners who was always listening to your program a Happy New Year. And blessings to you guys.
Yes. Oh, well, hold on. We have a lady just text me here saying she recognized your voice from the U.S. Open. That's Lynette over there in St. Kitts. So you've been heard all over. Lynette, you can say it for yourself. Here is DJ Sean.
Oh, wow. Well, that's amazing. You know, Iva, talking about St. Kitts and Nevis, you know, living in Virgin Islands, which is like... we're going to take me to St. Kitts. And having my radio program, I have a lot of listeners on St. Kitts and Nevis who's always locked in. So, Lynette, to you and your family, thank you so much for recognizing my voice all the way in the lovely island of St. Kitts, one of the most beautiful islands. And I hope in 2023 I get the opportunity to visit St. Kitts and Nevis. Talking about St. Kitts and Nevis, actually my boss for the radio station, event there in St. Martin, St. Kitts and Nevis coming up in 2023. So I'm hoping to be on board as well, and I will hope to meet Lynette and, you know, her friends and family as well, who's always been supporting cricket and entertainment as well.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, nice to hear your voice, and I wish you and your family a happy new year. And may all your dreams come true. I'm looking forward to seeing
you
St. Kitts. Most people who come to St. Kitts always want to come back. It just has
There's one thing I love about St. Kitts, right? I tell you, there's one thing I love about St. Kitts is the hospitality and the friendliness about the people.
Yeah, well, that's what the island is, the people. Not
yes.
the houses, not the cars,
yes, yes.
not the trees, it's the people. Yeah, and right now you're missing all the activity because we have the carnival going on. Tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, holidays, and that's the parade.
Thank you, thank you. Well, Lynette, to you and Ivo and everybody else, you guys have a wonderful afternoon. I actually have a call here all the way from New York, which I got to answer because it's supposed to be on the radio.
Okay. Well, good talk to you. We'll be hooking up in the new year. All the best, my friend.
Thank you, bro. All the best. Bye.
Happy New Year to my son, Kevin, Henry, and family on air. So, Kevin, I want you to let the 2022 just go on out, naturally, but I want New Year to come in with a bang, and may 2023 be twice as good as all of the yesteryears in terms of being productive, being... what can I say here? Being everything that's nice. Let's forget about the naughty part. Just be good to everyone and help your neighbors. Look out for your neighbor. Then you know this world would be in a better place. But just wanted to say, I love you on air. You take care of yourself and others. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dad. Thank you, and I love you too. Happy New Year to all the listeners. And I wish health, wealth, and success to everybody in 2023. Let's get this money.
There you go. There you go. That's it. We double the pleasure. So that's it. Yeah, just thought I'd just get you in on air to say Happy New Year. But we have all of next week, Saturday, too, when we'll do it again, all over again. But we have to get in some right now on air. All right. Well, whatever you're doing, I know it's raining in my neck of the woods, I would imagine, in your neck of the woods. If you're traveling, if you're driving, be safe out there on the road and take care of yourself and others. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Forwarded, okay, we're not going to have that, okay.
7904.
Okay, we're not going to talk about Bacchanal in the city. No, we have that already, so we can't have that. We have Bacchanal in the city. Folks, we are winding down another half an hour so to go. So, Lynette. Virgil, you're still with us? Virgil, are you there? Okay, So, Benny, what's the Christmas like over there? You're going to be watching the dropping of the ball, or what's going on tonight? What's going to be in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here with you. I'm home painting, so I'm still here with you. But my hand and them was occupied, so I was just listening on.
Oh, I knew that. You know, I got that message already. They told me you're in the garage, painting a car, because I don't know why Canada had to tell me that. They told me you were out looking for a job.
When I heard all his son name, but you call it, I was going to call. I said, Ivan, you forgot me. You know, remember, I'm one of your sons who work outside. I said, my mother just called me and told me that you're my father. So,
okay.
I wanted to hear happy birthday for you, too.
Well, happy new year. You don't get your happy new year. Don't worry. I'm not going to leave up
very much. Thank you very much, bro.
But here it is now. I have to give them your story, you know, when you're out looking for work. And people, you came with an accent and you gone to this lady and you said, I'm looking for work. The lady asked, what can you do? You say, well, I'm a carpenter. And the lady said, okay, go ahead and take your business. Do whatever you have to do around the house. And since you're this carpenter, you know what I mean, the woman got a porch in a car. And she thought, you told her that you were a carpenter. She didn't realize you said you were a car painter. You went in there, you paint over the woman's porch. All because of your accent. You said, I'm a car painter. And she thought you said you're a carpenter. Boy, I'm telling you, boy. So much for hearing it and all that kind of stuff. But she couldn't say anything because when she said, how can you mess my car up like that when you told me you were a carpenter? Virgin said, no. I told you I was a carpenter. Carpenter, not a carpenter. So I went and I painted your car. Can't sue me for that.
You know, me and that lady signed an agreement that nobody should know about it. So now you know about it. Now, like, I'm got to go and sue.
Well, she didn't tell me not to say anything, so that's her fault. She just told me of her experience with you guys with the accent. When I went to talk to her, she refused to talk to me. She said, let me do the talking. And told me her experience with people who talk with an accent. He said, no. The guy painted over my porch already. And the judge said, when I took him to court, he said, no. It was your hearing. That's what you heard. He is not responsible for what you heard. He only responsible for what you heard. And he said, he was a carpenter. You thought he said he was a carpenter. He was a carpenter. Right. So the judge tell her, fire your tail. I can't do nothing to Virgil. You heard it. And he's not responsible for what you heard. So
let me say this. My kids, two of them, right now they're airport in Antigua. They're coming back up. They went to Antigua. And the first time, they and the mother went, and the first time he's going back from since she came here, which is about 30 years ago. So I was so happy for them, especially for her, to go and see her father, you know, because father's very known. I see him all the time when I'm down there. So I'm so happy for them. At least she can get to see her father. Because you don't want to see people when they pass away. You've got to go and see them. So after about 30 years, and you know, when you go back home, even though you just look like you just leave there because you remember everything you remember, it's like you think you just leave there, but it's a long time. You know, so I was really happy for them. And they're on their way probably in the next hour to get on the plane and reach back up here tonight. So I'm just wishing them all the best on the flight and hope everything be good with them. Only one thing, I sorry I didn't get to spend the New Year, because when you spend the New Year down there, you get to watch all the little fireworks. Different enough here because it's too much. The wrong kind of noise you hear when the fireworks are going off. So down there, you know, everybody, Christmas in the islands and the New Year, everybody enjoy it. Different than up here because I think it's a lot better when you're there and all this kind of stuff, you know. So, and everywhere is small, so you don't have to go too far, whatever it is. And most everybody in your village or where you live, everybody know you. You know everybody and you get to meet a lot of different friends, which is real nice, you know.
I got you. Yep. So you didn't say, Happy New Year to Lynette tonight. She'll get back to you if you don't say anything to her. And she's on here.
Say that again?
If you don't say Happy New Year to Lynette, you're going to be in deep trouble, you know. She's on here.
Lynette?
Yeah.
I'm saying this. I'm saying a very belated Christmas. Happy belated Christmas. Happy New Year when you come around. And I'm calling you from the beautiful city of Lauderhill, which I live. Now, I come from the most beautiful island, which is the same island you are, but the most beautiful village in Antigua, which is English Harbor.
And I'm going to say a Happy New Year to you from the most beautiful island in the world, St. Kitts Nevis.
I was a low blow, you know, with a low blow. But you know something? I'm going to tell you something. The next time, I don't know if you're down there or off here, the next time you go down there, when you're hanging out your clothes, tell me when you're hanging out your clothes, because I can wave my hand so you can see me.
That's how close you are.
Hey, that's how close you are. And I have lots of friends in Antigua. One of my good friends, she's from Antigua. My son is from Antigua. A wonderful person. Nice young man.
What's his name?
So I have a lot of Antigua connection. Don't worry.
No. The only person that I know a lot of, if they're from my area, English Harbor, I'll know them. But once they're from out of the area, because I don't really know much from out of the area. But if they're from English Harbor, any person that I'll know them.
I have a very long friend. I think she's from Villas. Years and years back in the short shot. Those kind of days, long.
Yeah. That's when those two villages used to fight against each other.
Right. She's from the same city with the carnival.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I've got a bit of friends in Antigua.
That's good, man. I have one enemy in Nevis. I'm not going to call him name because I don't want him to hear me mention his name. But don't tell him.
Oh, you mean one that come from Nevis, not one in Nevis?
Oh, you see, you're smart. You say one that come from Nevis. So I didn't say that, no. So you're not going to put me into trouble. Oh, man. So where actually
are
you calling from?
Where
actually are you calling from?
I'm in St. Kitts.
Oh, you're in St. Kitts. Oh, okay. You know, I went there 1980, Boys Brigade. I think the high school close to the park, that's where we stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the first time and the last time I've ever been there. Yeah, 1980, Boys Brigade.
1980?
Yep, Boys
that's
Brigade.
Like
I went there.
Come on, man. You have to come back.
102. I hear what happened now. The time that they used to have all the sugar cane. So when you're up in the air, it looks like a nice green lawn.
Oh, no, we don't have sugar cane anymore.
I know.
We're still green and pretty, but we don't have no sugar cane anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but everybody
let me
comes
ask you
here, love it, and want to come back.
I'm going to see if you're really from Nevis, if you're really from St. Kitts. You see, when you hold your fist,
go ahead.
You see your fist, you bend your fist and bend it under. And what that represents?
You bend your fist and bend it under?
Yeah, you hold your fist and bend it up like you bend it up to your arm. Your fist, the fist itself.
And?
You don't know what that represents, huh?
No.
Okay, let me tell you now. That's the monkey hand, fist full of rice.
Ah! Don't tell about the monkeys. The monkeys are very destructive. They harass. This week, they stole all my papayas. I put a whole mess around the tree, and they still managed to take all the ripe ones.
Oh, boy. They're still
disgusting.
Tracking down there? They're still directing traffic down there because somebody told me they will be directing.
I won't be surprised if I see them in the carnival too.
Uh-oh.
Because when the tourist boat comes in, they become a feature.
Yeah.
The tourists take pictures. Yeah, people have them and they take pictures and stuff with them. Right, so I won't be surprised if I see them in the carnival as well.
Well, you never know.
Because if you were a politician, I would have tell you, just go ahead and say it. But since you're not a politician, you can't use
what?
That line.
What is it? The monkey they're voting to?
That's what the Navy and politicians say. One politician in the Navy said, Virgil, he said, listen here. I know in Gingerland, they got a lot of donkeys up there. And the only donkeys them that vote for me. Everybody is
voting. Oh, God. So the monkey didn't vote too?
Well, that's what I said. She was a politician. She would say, the monkeys would be on power too. The monkeys, them, they look like monkeys. One of them even say, boy, one of them even turn around and say, a person does talk to animals in the past. And now that they now come, all of a sudden want to talk to people because they're veterinarian.
So what is this?
That's how the politicians operate.
You see that?
You deal with animals, you say, why? You deal with animals all these years, and now you want to come deal with people. You got to talk to people, and you got to talk to people the same way you talk to animals.
Hey,
so
you know one of the most amazing stuff I say, I always tell people the only thing you cannot train is a crab. And I had to take that back. Because some year ago, I still have a picture of it. I went home and I was watching cricket and the Stanford Cricket T20. And this guy had a crab on his shoulder. You put your hand in the gundi and the crab would not bite. You can play with the crab and do all kind of stuff. So I had to take what I said back because that was the first crab I ever see somebody train.
But you've never seen crab, right? They have crab race. And the crabs go in a straight line. So they can be trained.
But to have a crab and not biting you. To have a crab and, and you put your hand in the gun, that biting you.
Maybe he took off his claws.
No. The two big claws was there. One guy put his hand inside here. I think it was the guy that was commentating, man, the white guy from South Africa. I forget
what
his name. Something him.
What is
put his hand inside the crab and the crab didn't bite him. I was shocked. But the crab was trained. The guy had the crab all on his shoulder, walking up all over and all kind of stuff, and the crab not biting him. So.
Oh my goodness. Mm.
But in this day and age right now, anything is possible.
Anything. I agree. But the monkeys are really, really sensible. I mean, they're smart. So, I don't know. But we have a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, and now they're destroying the fruits.
They destroy the fruit, but people eat them. Monkey meat is a delicacy.
I know. That's why I ask everything fistful of rice. When they cook it, that's how you come up, fistful of rice.
Well, not me. I'm the only petition who don't eat the monkey.
you realize somebody keeping quiet and not saying anything, right?
He don't eat monkey?
No, you realize the monkey lover eater not saying anything, right?
I wonder why I'm looking at it, because by now he should have done come back to say something. But can I hear what they say about you? You ain't saying nothing. You're quiet. But can I not say something? And
maybe you're having fistful of rice right now.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I agree with you. Why then not saying anything? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
We need to.
Friend who cooks monkey meat.
Wait, hold on.
Very well.
Virgil, wake up, Cardinal.
Yeah, you mouthful, man.
No, I've been following along everything. I had to.
Cardinal, be careful of Cardinal, drink some water. Be careful of the monkey bone. So the monkey bone again sharp, cut the throat. So be careful.
You just hear Linux says a delicacy. Where you need to warn me about?
No, because
when you cook monkey meat,
no,
you cook it in red wine. Monkey meat in red wine is lovely.
Oh, that's what
Linus
we have
said.
That's what
Linus said. No, say what Linus said.
you say you were listening all the time. You heard it say something, and what did you say? That was a lick below the block, below the belt or something like something. I mean, a hit below the belt. Did it say hit or lick? Wait,
low blow, low blow.
No, you said that was a low blow. That was a lick below the belt. You have to come better than that, Linus. Stop licking people. You know, when you hit people, when somebody hits you, you say you don't take last lick, right?
Yep.
Right, so Lynette, stop licking people below the belt. Stop hitting below the belt. Stop it. Stop it. Virgil, a blow below the belt. You forget when you came on? You hit below the belt. Virgil said that's when you came on.
I can't, wasn't me.
No, man, yes, it wasn't me because some people deserve that.
No, you said that. Whatever you said, Virgil, come on and say, oh, come on, Linnet, man. That's a blow below the belt. You remember saying that, Virgil?
Don't recall.
Don't
recall.
Dougie.
Just stay right there. I'm point.
Let me play this one for you.
Don't let him derail you.
I can feel disappointed by the way you look at me, and I'm sorry that I'm not the woman you thought of me. Yes, I've made my mistake. Listen and understand.
Definitely, that's a different situation. Pat, cool off a little. I have my big Virgil on here, but I have my baby son with me, and I just think how much she is your son. 2020 has just about come and gone, but I'm going to wish you all the very best for 2023. I'm going to make sure, I am personally going to make sure that 2023 would be twice as good as all of your better years. Forget the bad ones. So just imagine that. All of your better years that you would have lived, 2023 is going to double the pleasure.
Hi, how you doing, Pops? How everybody else doing? How y'all doing?
Hey, Evan. Everybody. Okay.
Aaron Carton, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm just enjoying these little last couple of hours of this 22 before we jump into good old 23.
Okay, let's give you enough momentum to get you through 2023. How's Marnie?
Yes. Oh, she's good. She's with her mom. She's good.
Okay.
Yes, sir. How everyone else?
Hi, Evan.
Hey, Ma. How you doing?
I am good. This is Lynette from St. Kitts. I'm good.
I'm sorry. How you doing?
I'm good. I just want to wish you a happy new year. And may all your dreams come true.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year to you, too. I'm going to treat this 2023 like MJ. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to treat 2023 like I got Michael Jordan jersey number. We're going to ball. We're going to have a good year for 23.
Good.
Yes.
Excellent.
Definitely. Most definitely. And Big Butt, I had to claim him as a son, so now you know that. Now, Mr. Francis.
Yes,
where's Vigil? Where did he go?
Oh,
Vigil,
yeah.
You doing the shot again, Vigil?
Is this your Uncle Verge? Is Uncle Virgil?
No. Vigil Francis.
Okay.
He helps because he's saying, but anyway, Omani not there, yeah?
No, sir. She's with her mom.
Yeah, you're
bringing in. Yes, sir, I'm by the house. I'm by myself, though. I'm doing the last year cleaning up. I'm doing last year cleaning up.
We understand.
Now, mommy would get a hair done. No, sir, she would get a hair done.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. I want to wish everybody around the world and on the radio, Pops, you already know, 2023, we're going to make it the best. And I pray everyone just have a blessed one and stay safe.
Yep. All right. Love you.
Love you more, Pa.
Where we stand and my mistakes are no worse than yours just because I'm love is like quicksand.
more you wriggle, the deeper you sink. It is good in theory, but does not always work out the way you would want it to in practice. No wonder so many of us become victims of what we feel are genuine love affairs. We all make mistakes. But when we get right down to it, you find that it's better to have loved and lost than never, never to have loved at all.
Oh, Pat, the umpteen time I've been singing along. And I have my junior that is on here at this time. You see, in life you have to have a senior and a junior. You must always have a backup. Well, 22 is just about over, my son, and I'm going to wish you all the very best for the year 2023. Mr. Ivor, how are you doing?
I'm fine today. You know, feeling blessed and healthy. You know, life is a good ending to the year, getting ready to embrace the next one coming. Hopefully, it brings just as much joy and pleasure and, you know, kind of tone down on the pain and, you know, that's part of life. So, you know, you got to roll. You got to enjoy the – you got to go through the pain to enjoy the sunshine. You feel me? Well, go through the rain to enjoy the sunshine. So, you already know how that
all
goes.
All right. Well, that's good talk right there. Well, you're on air. You're on with the Caribbean Global Voices, and you're being heard the world over. And you're speaking about rain. That's why I like walking in the rain. No one can really tell that I'm crying.
That does sound like you just like to be wet.
That's true. Wet and good. Wet is good. Wet is good. We have others on the air here. Sure, they would want to say all the best for the new year as well. We're winding down the show here at this time. So, Uncle Cardinal, let's go. Oh, we're not hearing Cardinal. Leonard, go ahead. Virgil, go ahead. Everybody, we got 2 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go. Cardinal, where are you?
Well, hello. Hello, Ivor. I'm calling. Speaking from St. Kitts. Wish you all the best for the new year.
Oh, there it is. I think it's gone. There we go. In it. Vigil, you say I need to think up the whole show myself to call all the kids. So, take a minute to say hi and hello. Where's Vigil? Where did he go? Did Vigil? Well, you take yourself off mute, man. You're mute.
Okay. Uncle Vern, yeah, back in the early 2000s, don't know how to work the phone.
There you go. There you know. All right, man. We just have another 10 minutes to go. So just wanted to say all the best for the new year. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. And everything will be fine. Like you say, we go through the storm. Come to the calm, the victory is so much sweeter when you have to go through a little bit of something. That's how life is. It is called life. So, we'll be catching. I'll be in your neck of the woods early in January. So, see you soon. About the middle of January, I should say. So, you have a good one, bro. And we will talk.
All right. All right, Pop, we'll talk.
Okay. Bye, man. Love you.
If you're tired of sinning, take your Savior's hand. There's a mansion worth winning in a great promised land. Many doubters are grinning, don't you slip and fall. If you miss heaven, you'll miss it all. If you miss heaven, you'll miss it all. Yeah.
makes love seem so small.
So if you miss heaven, you miss it all. Folks, we are going to be winding down this part two of the Saturday. Uh-huh. Okay. We're not having that anymore. So, folks, we're going to be closing it out at this time when we would have come very, very close to the end of 6 hours behind the microphone. So, that, Lennon. Go ahead and wish those on air who are listening to you, including Irma, who is over there in St. Martin listening to you. We have Winnie over there in New York. She's listening up, and a whole slew of persons. So, Dr. Peace.
Yeah, I just want to wish everybody a blessed and happy new year. Mertris, Cardinal, Kathleen. We want to wish you a merry, happy new year, and Virgil and Iva and everybody and their family. We didn't hear from Phil today, Leon and Dennis and Irma and whoever else is listening. Very happy and prosperous and blessed new year. And I ask everybody to put God first, put him in the driving seat of your life, and things will fall into place.
All right, thank you. Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, Lynn going to say his goodbye and his thank you for you. Let's see if Lynn is in a position. Lynn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You hear me?
Okay. Yes, we're hearing you loud and clear. Can say your goodbye.
Yeah.
Yes,
good.
Yeah, hold on, Winnie. Lynn, after Lynn, you'll come.
Yeah,
go
okay,
ahead,
good.
Lynn.
Yes, I just want to take the opportunity to wish everybody a happy and prosperous new year in advance, and hope next year will be one to be remembered. Thanks, Ivor, for the opportunity to be with you guys this morning, and wish everybody all the best come 2023.
Thank you. Winnie, say your goodbyes.
Yeah, happy new year in advance, and I wish everyone health, strength, and prosperity for the new year. And it was a pleasure. Thanks for giving me the opportunity, Ivor. And, you know, your show is beautiful. I enjoyed it.
Okay, you're welcome. For the new year, Winnie. May God bless
you. And I hope that we stay in touch for the new year and we'll, you know, catch up in the new year.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Virgil, if you're there, come on in just before Cardinal says goodbye. Virgil. Okay, go ahead, Cardinal. Virgil is still on, but I think he's muted. He don't know how to work the phone. That's what my son said. Virgil's back with his old phone again. Cardinal, go ahead. We're winding it out. And Cardinal is using Virgil's phone as well, so we're not hearing him as well. Let me just take this opportunity to say, folks, it was indeed a pleasure. I'm sitting here to disseminate information across the way via this medium. It was glad to have you in company. Would not have been half the pleasure sitting here by myself. So again, by name, Leonard, thanks for coming through, taking time out. It's Carnival in St. Kitts, and it took time out for multitask, looking at the Junior Parade at the same time, lending your voice to the program. We appreciate that. Carlisle Powell of Nevis, he graced us with his presence as well. My kids, I'm not going to go through the names, the list is too long. Virgil, Leon, we had the fourth in review with Dennis and Leon. That was quite comprehensive. That was quite good. But tomorrow, folks, we are going to have it in depth tomorrow from 6 until 9. It's going to be perhaps a review of the year 2022 with what's happening presently. I sure most time will be spent on what would have transpired and what is expected of 2023. West Indies will be in the fold as well. As usual, we talk everything cricket on the show. Leon would be hosting that show alongside his host, Dennis, and I sure assure you you're not going to want to miss.
90 seconds.
In a minute or so, we'll be leaving this podium, and it's going to be our last show for the year. Folks, hopefully it will be something for you to remember. I want to welcome Winnie, saying she would have listened to it for the first time. And, well, I shouldn't say she listened for the first time. She was on air for the first time, and she would have gave us some information that we did not know about the great man, El Comedo Willis.
60 seconds.
So with that, folks, we are going to give you a new all of the time. Let's see if we can find that. We know it's on here someday. All on Zion. Where is it? And we can go on out with that song. All on Zion. Where is it? It is up and running here. But then again, folks, like you said, be well, take care of yourself, and take care of others. That's all we can ask at this time. I think I saw it on here. Okay, well, we can...
10 seconds.
Well, we have 10 seconds before we go. I swear. Well, I like this song. I'm going to go to this one.
Yes, indeed. Well,
that's where we're going to be ending our show for the day and for the year. Au Lang Syne, and simply means we will be back here next year on January 7th. That's the day after Mother Bee's birthday. Her birthday is on January 6th. But I'll take this time to wish Audley happy birthday tomorrow, January 1st. You've waited long for this one. So, happy birthday, my brother, Audley, when it comes tomorrow. I'll give you a shout at 12:01 in the morning. Folks, may the rest of your day be the best of your day. I bid you adieu. Goodbye for now. Ta-da.